in the depth of his love, and cover me there with his fire, and cover me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a token my taken away. He hold me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Let thirsty just thy thirsty land. He hideth my love in the depth of his love, and covered me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessing each moment he grows, filled with the burden of song. I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a redeemer as mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, let shadow a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my love in the depth of his love, and cover me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his bright array, for did I rise, to me him did grant at the sky. He perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I shall with a million on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, let shadow a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my love in the depth of his love, and cover me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
请坐.
Be seated, please.
我们先来祷告, 求主带领我们今天早上的上课。
We pray that may his guidance guide us in our lesson this morning.
啊, 一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down to pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告, 哈利路亚, 哈利路亚, 哈利路亚。
在这一次的成人神训班被安排跟大家一起来学习撒加利亚书。
This opportunity, I will share with us the book of Zechariah.
在圣经里面有一部分叫做先知书。
In the Bible, there's a portion of the book we call the book of prophets.
那先知书又分作两部分。
The book of prophets is divided into two sections.
前面叫做大先知书。
And the first portion is classified as the major prophets.
从以赛亚书开始。
Major prophets begins from the book of Isaiah.
那后面一部分叫小先知书。
The second part of the Bible, of the prophets are called the minor prophets.
那这个大先知书跟小先知书不是那个地位分量的大小。
Major and minor is not classified or based upon what big or small.
是因为他们大先知书的章数比较多。
Major prophets is classified because their letters or there are more chapters in the book.
那小先知一般都是比较章数比较少。
And the minor prophets, they have a few chapters.
那撒加利亚书是其中的一部分。
And the book of Zechariah is part of the book of prophets.
我们看这个讲义的第三行。
The introduction of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书的内容。
The contents of the book of Zechariah.
里面包括八个意象。
It contains eight visions.
从第一章到第六章。
Begins from chapter 1 through chapter 6.
那四个讯息。
And four messengers.
第七章到第八章。
Which is chapter 7 through chapter 8.
还有两个默示。
And two oracles.
从九章到十四章。
Begins from chapter 9 through 14.
那从第一章到第八章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 8.
这是当时重建圣殿的讯息。
It's a message regarding the restorations of the temple.
就是撒加利亚书那个时候适合的讯息。
And that is appropriate message of Zechariah at that point of time.
那从第九章到十四章。
From chapter 9 through 14.
这个是预言弥赛亚的降临跟基督降临与国度的建立。
The prophecy of the second coming of Messiah, second coming of Christ, and the establishment of his kingdom.
所以第二部分从第九章到十四章就是新约时代跟主耶稣再来。
The second half of the book is calling about the second coming of Jesus Christ and the New Gen Testament.
那这一部分里面比较深奥。
In this latter part is as more difficult and mysterious.
跟启示录有一点关系。
It has relationship with the book of Revelation.
所以这是整个撒加利亚书可以分作两段。
And this book can divide it into two sections.
第一章跟第八章到第八章，第九章到十四章。
The first section is chapter 1 to 8. The second section is 9 to 12.
那我们看撒加利亚书的这个撒加利亚这个名字是什么意思？
Zechariah, what does it mean?
这个名字跟这个书卷是有一点关系的。
These names and the book has very close resemblance.
这个名字叫做主纪念。
In English, Zechariah means the Lord remembers.
这句话非常有意思。
This phrase or this sentence has meaning for us.
圣经里面告诉我们神有几个重要的本性，或者我们人讲个性。
God has several attributes.
其中神是慈爱的，神是公义的。
One of them is that God is merciful, God is justice.
还有神是信实的。
And God is faithful.
什么是信实的？
What does faithful mean?
就是神对人的应许，他一定会实现。
Which means that the promises God granted to man, it will be fulfilled.
那神跟人立约，他一定会实现。
And that when God made covenant with man, the covenant will be fulfilled.
不管时间拉多长，神不会改变。
Regardless of the length of that time, God will not change.
神所无所不能的神。
God is omnipotent.
神是无所不在的神。
God is always present.
神是无所不知的神。
And God knows all.
这一位神要用他的能力 来成全他与人所立的约。
This Almighty God is going to fulfill the covenant that He established between Him and us.
这个叫做神的信实。
And this is what we call God's faithfulness.
所以我们越查考圣经，越发现我们非常的可贵。
And if the more we study the Bible, we can understand the preciousness of us.
因为我们是跟神立约的。
Because we make an agreement with God.
虽然我们人算不了什么。
Even though that we are nothing to God.
那他纪念他立约当中的应许。
God remembers the covenant that He set for us.
并且神用行动来完成他的应许。
And God uses His actions to fulfill the agreement He had for us.
那撒迦利亚书就是在记载神完成他应许这个记载里面的一部分。
The book of Zechariah recorded a portion of God setting up the, and fulfilling the agreements.
所以这个名字本身呢，是有意思的。
His name is very meaningful for us.
首先我们来看出埃及记。
Let us turn to Exodus.
出埃及记
The book of Exodus
第三章
Chapter 3
出埃及记的第三章
Exodus Chapter 3
先看第二章的二十三节
Excuse me, Exodus Chapter 2 verse 22
到二十五节
To 25
第二章二十三节
Exodus Chapter 2 verse 23
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因为做苦工，就叹息哀求，他们的声音达于神。二十四节。
24.
神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所立的约。二十五节。
25.
神看顾以色列人，知道他们的苦情。我们知道雅各。带领差不多七十个人下到埃及来投靠他的儿子约瑟。
We know that Jacob brought with him 70 people and seek assistance from his son Joseph.
那经过四百年以后
，400 years later，
这个七十个人一直繁殖，差不多已经有一两百万人。
And these 70 people and they multiplied and they close to be 1 or 2 million people.
那这个王也换了很多人。
And at that time, the pharaohs has changed to many reigns.
所以新的王不认识约瑟。
And the new pharaohs doesn't know Joseph.
那看到以色列人这么多，觉得威胁很大。
And since that the pharaoh saw that so many Israelites, that he was frightened.
所以开始要逼迫这些以色列人，要把他们消灭掉。
And pharaohs decided to give oppressions and tries to eliminate the Israelites.
就叫他们做苦工。
And one of the oppression is that to make them into tough labor.
那以色列人也没有人可以靠啊，他就向神哀求。
And the Israelite has nobody to rely upon, so they cry upon God.
那二十三节说他们哀声达到神的面前。
So chapter verse 23 says that they cry out before the Lord.
那二十五节说神看顾以色列人。
And verse 25 it says that the God have taken care of His children.
然后到了第三章。
Chapter
3, 第三章的十四节
Verse 14,
神对摩西说我是自由拥有的神你要对以色列人说那自由拥有的神打发我到你这里来所以后来神就拣选摩西
Later on God chose Moses
那神差遣摩西去见法老王
And God sent Moses before Pharaoh
为着要把以色列民从埃及地带出来，回到迦南地区。
The purpose is that God will allow Moses to lead the people back into the land of Canaan.
那这个就接下去就出埃及记的故事。
And then it continue on the story of Exodus.
好，那我们就想，为什么以色列民受苦向神哀求，然后神就采取行动，拣选摩西，带领以色列百姓出埃及？
And how come that the people cry out towards God and God send them as messengers out and to lead, deliver them out into, from Egypt?
新的王已经忘记了约瑟。
The new pharaohs has forgotten about Joseph.
但是天上的神没有忘记以色列人。
But the God in heaven still remembers the Israelites.
为什么?
How so?
埃及人也有很多人受苦啊。
The Egyptians, they even suffer much.
神没有纪念。
God did not remember them.
但是以色列人受苦，神纪念。
But when the Israelites suffered, God remembers their sufferings.
在第二章的二十四节就是答案。
And chapter 2, verse 24 is the answer.
神纪念他们，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所立的约。
God heard their groaning, and God remembers his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神听见他们的哀声。
God heard their crying.
他就纪念他跟亚伯兰所立的约。
And God remembers the covenant that he had with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这个叫做神的信实。
And this is God's faithfulness.
神跟亚伯兰立约大概是以色列百姓发哀声之前，最早大概有500年。
When God remembered this covenant that God had with this, their ancestors, but at least 500 years before this.
因为以色列民就在埃及地住400年。
The Israelites has been living in Egypt for 400 years.
那是雅各带他们进去的。
That is when Jacob brought them into Egypt.
雅各的父亲以撒。
Jacob's father Isaac.
那以撒的父亲才是亚伯兰。
And then the father of Isaac is Abraham.
所以神跟亚伯兰五百年前立的约，五百年以后，他的子子孙孙不晓得几代向神哀求，神就纪念跟那个五百年前他的这个祖先亚伯兰立的约。
And God remembers all the covenant that He has built, set up 500 years ago, and the generations of grandchildren still remembers that God had this with them.
你看，有时候我们跟人讲话，或者跟孩子应许什么，时间一过忘记了。
And sometimes the conversation, the agreement that we have others or with our children, after time passed, we forgot about them.
但是神不会忘记他对人的应许。
But God still remembers the promises He granted upon man.
那到底神跟亚伯兰立什么约？
And what are the covenants agreements that God had with Abraham?
我们来看诗篇的105篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 105.
诗篇的105篇。
Psalms 105.
第八节
Verse 8,
105篇第八节
Psalms 105 verse 8,
从第七节开始
Excuse me, verse 7,
他是我们的神，全地都有他的判断。第八节
Verse 8,
他纪念他的约直到永远，他所吩咐的话直到千代。第九节
Verse 9,
就是他与亚伯兰所立的约，向以撒所起的誓。第十节
Verse 10,
他又将这个约向雅各定为律例，向以色列定为永远的约。这里开始就是神跟亚伯兰立约。
And this is the covenant that God had with Abraham.
然后接着跟他的儿子以撒起誓。
Then it swear with his son Isaac.
起誓就是重新跟亚伯提醒他跟亚伯兰立的约。
And God is renewing the vow that he had with Abraham.
然后又向以撒的孩子约各雅各要重提这个约。
And reconfirm the same covenant which is with Isaac's son Jacob.
好，那我们现在来看他跟亚伯兰立什么约。
And then let us study what is the covenant agreements that God had with Abraham.
创世纪十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪的十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
第二节。
Verse 2.
从第一节开始。
Excuse me. Verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，神向他显现说：“我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全人。”第二节。
Verse 2.
我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。这里神对亚伯兰说：“我要跟你立约。”
And here God spoke to Abraham that there will be an agreement between them.
那这个立约提到几件事情。
This covenant consists of several conditions.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我要跟你立约，你要做多国的父。
And one of the conditions is that he will be a father of many nations.
就是亚伯兰的后代要繁荣兴盛。
And that the descendants of Abraham will multiply and become prosperous.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
我要将这个现在寄居的地，就是全迦南地，赐给你。
And this whole land of Canaan will be given to you.
还有你的后代，一直到永远。
and for your descendants and forever.
所以这个约还有包括一块土地。
And this covenant consists of one piece of land.
那希伯来书里面说，亚伯兰到迦南地的时候，他已经向往了更美的家乡。
In the book of Hebrews, when Abraham entered the land of Canaan, he already seen the most beautiful place.
那是神所经营、神所建造的。
And God managed that piece of land, and God maintained that land.
他踏在迦南地，但是他的心不在迦南地，已经在天国。
When Abraham stepped onto the land of Canaan, his heart is already in the kingdom of heaven.
神要给他那一块牛奶与蜜之地，最后就是讲天国。
And the piece of land of milk and honey is that it refers to the heavenly kingdom.
那亚伯拉罕从神立这个约。跟神立这个约
when God and Abraham make this covenant,
一直延续到现在
that covenant continues until today.
那我们怎么跟亚伯兰连上关系
and how are we related with Abraham?
加拉太书，我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
二十八节
，verse 28。
所以说，不分犹太人、希腊人、自族的、为奴或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成了一。二十九节
，29。
你们属乎耶稣，就是亚伯兰的后裔，是照着应许承受产业。二十九节
，29。And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's son and heirs according to the promise。
所以这个二十九节非常重要。
Verse 29 is extremely important。
说我们是属乎基督的。
We belong to Christ.
那就是亚伯兰的后裔
which is the descendants, the seed of Abraham.
肉体来讲，我们跟亚伯兰没有关系。
Physically, we are not related to Abraham.
但是我们信耶稣
after we believe in Christ,
就是归属主耶稣
we belong to the Christ.
那我们看主耶稣的家谱里面，一直推上去，有一个就是亚伯拉罕。
And if we will study the genealogy of Christ, if go all the way back unto the ancestor, one of the person is Abraham.
所以借着信耶稣，我们在属灵里面跟亚伯兰就连上了关系。
By believing in Christ, we are related to Abraham.
那要照着应许来承受产业。
And it will be as according to the promise.
那这个产业就是牛奶与蜜那块地，就是神的国，就是天国。
And that promise is the land of milk and honey, which is the heavenly kingdom.
所以今天神是信实的，跟我们有绝对的关系。
And today God is faithful, and He has relationship with us.
神应许亚伯拉罕的那个福分，要通过耶稣赐给我们。
And God through Abraham that it will pass that promise unto us.
不管已经经过了几千年，神的应许。一定会实现。
Regardless of how much time has passed by, God's covenant will be fulfilled.
对，这是撒迦利亚书这个撒迦利亚的意思。神是信实的。
And this is the meaning of Zechariah. God is faithful.
他因为他用他的行动来完成他的应许。
And God uses His actions, deeds, and to fulfill His promise.
那在新约时代，神的行动就是耶稣降世为人。来拣选我们。
In the New Testament, God did is that He manifested in flesh and to save us.
让我们能够来承受天国的福分。
That we are eligible to inherit the heavenly kingdom.
那我们回到这个撒迦利亚书来看。
Let us turn back to the book of Zechariah.
那既然神应许要给他们那一块地。
And since God promised that He will give them the piece of land.
那在撒迦利亚那个时代啊。有好多以色列百姓已经被掳到巴比伦。
At that point of time, there were many Israelites that were taken into Babylon.
是因为他们背叛神。
And the reason is because they rebelled against God.
但是神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
巴比伦不是迦南地。
Babylon is not the land of Canaan.
不是神要给他们的。
Babylon is not the land that God wants to give to them.
所以信实的神就带领他们回来迦南地。
And the faithful God brought them back into the land of Canaan.
让他们来重建圣殿。
And God led them back to rebuild the temple.
让他们在以色列地再重新再繁荣。
And that they can prosper, the Israelites can prosper again in the land of Canaan.
那为着这里撒迦利亚书有一个了解，我们先来看这个年代。
And to understand the book of Zechariah, we need to study some chronicles history.
所以我们才知道到底我们在讲什么。
and to study the history, then we have some background ideas of what we study.
它的背景与年代。
And the history and the background.
好，撒加利亚生于巴比伦。
Zechariah was born in Babylon.
他是生于巴比伦的犹太人。
And he's a Jew that was born in Babylon.
好，那又随所罗巴伯回国了。
And he followed Zerubbabel when he returned back to the land of Canaan.
从尼希米记我们可以看出来。
We can read this from the book of Nehemiah.
那在公元前538年，波斯王古列下令让选民回耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
538 BC, King Cyrus of Persia allows the exile to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
这个时候以色列民已经被掳70年。
At this point of time, 538 BC, that the Israel has been in captivity for 70 years.
因为神在耶利米书里面已经预言他们要被掳70年。
Because the book of Jeremiah prophesies that for 70 years they will be taken captive.
那70年期满，神就感动波斯王。波斯王没有拜天上的神。
70 years later, God moved Cyrus, who is a non-God worshipper.
那神感动他。
God moved him.
他就下令让以色列民回去重建圣殿。
He authorized the Israelites to return back to restore the temple.
那这个就是要让就是神要来完成他的应许。
And this is one way God would want to fulfill His promise.
要让他们回来。
And to allow the Israelites return back to the land.
那536年，他立殿的根基完工。
On 536 BC, the foundation of temple was laid.
那这个殿我们现在再回来看看因为我们要查考这个对前后的关系需要了解。
And this temple, because we need to know the history before and after.
这个殿就是所罗门所盖的殿。
This temple was initially built by King Solomon.
那所罗门在建殿的时候，圣经说神的荣耀充满圣殿，连祭司都没有办法站立。
And when Solomon dedicated the temple, even the whole glory fills the temples, and even the priests could not see them.
那所罗门的殿从哪里来？
Where does the temple of Solomon come from?
其实大卫本来就想要为神建殿。
David initially planned to build a temple for God.
因为他说我住在王宫里面那这个神的这个圣所这么比起他的王宫来讲是很简单他过意不去
When David was living luxuriously in his palace, he sees that the condemned temple is not comparable to his palace.
但神说你不可以建，你的手流血。
And God prohibited David from building the temple because his hand is full of murderous blood.
所以那个圣殿的前身就是出埃及记，神叫以色列百姓建会幕，那个会幕。
And the foreshadows of this temple is the tabernacles that God instructed Moses to build in the time of Exodus.
那这个为什么会幕这么重要？
And why does the tabernacle so important?
你看以色列百姓他们在安营的时候，中间是会幕，那所有都是围着会幕来安营。
And when the Israelites move around or camp around, in the middle of that camp is the tabernacles.
因为这个会幕里面有至圣所。
In this tabernacle, there's the Holy of Holy.
那这个至圣所里面有约柜
，and inside the holy of holy there is the ark.
那约柜上面有施恩的宝座
，on top of the ark there is the mercy seat.
所以因为有这个会幕、有圣所、有施恩的宝座，所以神常常降临在以色列当中，与他们同在。
Because of the ark and the mercy seat, God at all times dwells among the Israelites.
那大祭司一年一次可以到。至圣所为百姓祈求赦罪求福。
Once a year, the high priest will enter the holy of holies and to pray, and that will ask for forgiveness.
所以在旷野这个漂流的生活当中，那个会幕变成神同在的一个证明。
And when the Israelites move around in the wilderness, the tabernacle is where God lives in them.
那后来演变到圣殿。
And later on, it progresses. To become a temple.
那到公元七十年，这个殿就被拆毁了，就完全就没有了。
A.D. 70, this temple was totally destroyed.
因为到新约时代，那个殿就是指着教会，耶稣的身体。
And the New in the New Testament, that temple is the body of Christ, which is the church.
是充满万有者所充满的，是神所充满的。
And it is where God and all the spirit and His spirits will dwell.
啊，所以我们在查考这个撒加利亚书，它的目的就是要重建圣殿。
So when we study the book of Zechariah, the purpose is to rebuild the temple.
那个重建圣殿在旧约时代里面那个殿，新约时代就是重建教会。
And the temple in the Old Testament is the church in the New Testament today.
因为教会里面有神的宝座。
Because inside the church there is a mercy seat of God.
我们现在讲教会不是这个伯恩教会这个会堂啊。
Today, when we call the term church, it doesn't mean the Boring Park Church.
圣经里面的讲的教会不是物质的。
And the Bible that is defined in the church, the word church defined in the Bible is not a physical building.
是属灵的。
It refers to the spiritual realm.
就是主耶稣宝血所洁净的这一群人集合起来叫教会。
And the church is where all the where the blood of Jesus redeemed a group of people, and they gather together. It becomes a church.
这个教会就是旧约时代的殿。
And the church today is the Old Testament's temple.
教会里面有神施恩的宝座。
In the church, there is the mercy seat of God.
所以我们要重建教会。
So we need to rebuild the temple.
教会兴盛，每个人得恩典，因为神与我们同在。
When the church progresses, the church will be blessed because God is with us.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
啊，希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧，来到施恩的宝座前，为着要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need.
这里说我们可以来到施恩的宝座，要蒙连续，得连续，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And we can come before the throne of grace that we can obtain mercy and grace.
那那个施恩的宝座在哪里？
And where is the seat of mercy?
在会幕里面。
It's inside the tabernacle.
今天在教会里面。
Today it is inside the church.
所以在教会里面，我们可以向神祈求恩典。
So in the church we can seek for God's grace.
所以使徒行传第二章，你发现啊，教会设立以后啊，神迹奇事显明，神的恩典很丰富。
So if we look at Acts chapter 2, we see all the grace and miracles and wonders that is so prosperous.
每个人都得大恩。
Everyone received great grace,
充满着平安跟喜乐
and they are filled with joy and peace.
所以撒加利亚书那个重建圣殿，今天就是重建教会。
So in the Zechariah, when they rebuilt the temple, restore temple, it means the restored church today.
让神施恩的宝座在教会里面重新建立，我们可以得到神丰富的恩典。
That the mercy seat of God will be restored. That in the grace today, in the church today, we will receive great grace.
当然，同时教会里面也有神审判的宝座。
At the same time, there is the seat of judgment inside the church.
所以使徒行传第五章，亚拿尼亚欺骗圣灵，马上就倒下去就死了。
So in Acts chapter 5, when Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit, he died immediately.
那个就是神的审判。
That is the God's judgment.
在这里有神的公义的宝座。
And here there is a judgment seat of God.
使教会洁净。
That the church may be cleansed.
是神同在。
And God be with it.
所以我们这样就了解为什么我们需要来查考撒加利亚书。
And so this is a history, a background of why we need to study the book of Zechariah.
因为重建圣殿，今天就是重建教会。
Rebuilding the temple is to restore the church today.
让我们能够有施恩的宝座与我们同在。
That the mercy seat be with us.
我们再回来看。
Let us return back.
530年到520年。
530 to 520 BC.
受殿呢？建殿工程受到阻碍。
And the work of temple come to a standstill.
因为仇敌用各种不同的方法，最后就建殿就停止了。
The enemy uses all type of technique to stop the building of the temple.
这个年代有的不同参考书也都有一点出入，但是没有关系，就是一段时间了。
There are different dates, different depending on different reference book, but it's just about a period of time.
那到了520年，公元前。
520 BC.
那就进入哈该先知，哈该书。
And you enter into the time of Haggai, the prophet.
Haggai 就劝勉他们要重建圣殿。
And Haggai encouraged the Israelites to rebuild, to restore the temple.
那哈该书里面有一句话很前面一卷哈该书里面有一句话很有意思。
The book before Zechariah Haggai has a verse that is very interesting.
第九节的下半句。
The second part of verse 9.
我的殿荒凉，你们自己却顾自己的房屋。
And that my temple has been left alone, and yet you concern about your own household.
因为建殿受到阻碍，所以大家就跑去经营自己的生活，享受自己的生活。
And because that there were opposition of restoring the temples, and everyone returned back to their old life.
那他们住天花板的房子，就是表示在第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4 tells that how they live in a ceilinged houses.
但是神的殿荒凉，因为盖到一半就没有盖了。
And the house of God was left alone because they stopped working.
那这样的生活有什么后果？
This type of lifestyles, what is the consequences?
神的殿荒凉，自己大家只顾自己的生活。
And the house of God was laid wasted, and everyone was concerned with their own life.
后果就是第六节。
And the consequence is in verse 6.
就是没有神的祝福。
They lost the blessings of God.
种的多，收的少。
They planted a lot, and they harvested a little.
吃不饱，穿不足。
And that they cannot be fed, and that they have no clothing.
那得工钱装在口袋，口袋破一个洞漏光了。
And their earnings, they earn a lot, but they would just go out on the small hole.
因为神不喜悦。
It doesn't please God.
圣公方会自己顾自己的家庭，神不祝福。
And that the sacred work was discarded. Everyone concerned with their own life.
所以哈该先知就勉励他们。
So Prophet Haggai encouraged the people.
主要是当时的省长所罗巴伯，还有大祭司约书亚，他们是带领人。
And the leader Zerubbabel, as a leader,
就鼓励他们要努力来把殿建起来。
And that they give great encouragements to the Israelites to restore the temple.
那后来他们把殿建起来。
Later on, the temple was rebuilt.
我们看哈该书的第二章。
Haggai chapter 2,
19节,
verse 19.
18节,
excuse me, so verse 18.
你们要追想此日以前，就是9月20日，追想到立殿根基的时候，然后19节,
verse 19.
从今日起，我要赐福给你。
And that you lay the foundation on the ninth day of the ninth month, and then verse 19 says, on this day I will bless you.
当他们开始努力来盖神的殿，神说，从今天开始，我要赐福给你。
And when the Israelites begin diligently to restore the temples, God promised that today I will bless you.
有时候我们常常会觉得说，哎呀，自己的工作事情做不完，教会的圣工，我怎么有时间去管呢？
And sometimes our thought is that I have too many things to take care of. I will just skip away from the sacred work.
结果我们靠自己的努力来奋斗自己的前途，很辛苦。
And we use all our minds to tender our business is very difficult for us.
为什么没有神的恩典？
We lost the graces of God.
但是如果我们很努力来关心圣工，
but if we work diligently for the sacred work,
好像他们哈该先知这样重建圣殿，
just like Prophet Haggai encouraged the people to rebuild the temple.
然后你做你自己该做的事情，
and we dutifully do our own work.
又发现神的恩典会充满我们的家庭。
We will recognize that God's grace will come to our family.
好像一无所有，但是样样都有。
It seems that we lost everything, yet we have everything.
充满神的恩典。
We are filled with the grace of God.
所以这种生活没有忧虑。
And this type of lifestyle, there's no worried.
你可能不是很多，但是你没有忧虑。
We do not have a lot of spare money, but yet we do not worry.
因为我们有神的恩典。
We are filled with the grace of God.
哈该先知，我们可以看到他们改变了，开始建殿以后，生活真的充满恩典。
And we see that from the book of Haggai that the people's attitude changes and their lifestyles become much more prosperous.
好，那我们看再回来
Let us return back.
520年 BC， 撒加利亚的信息。
And 520 BC is the message of Zechariah.
就是要鼓励他们重建圣殿。
And the encouragement is to restore the temple.
那等一下我们再回来看这一段信息。
That we will return back to this message later on.
那519年到518年。
519 to 518 BC.
这个是记载在以斯拉记。
This is recorded in the book of Ezra.
所以以斯拉记 跟尼希米记跟哈该书跟撒加利亚书是连在一起的。
So Ezra, Haggai, Nehemiah, Zechariah, they are all at almost the same time period.
那在大利乌王哦，他就去这个档案室里面找，就找出了古列王所下的这个命令。
So King Darius go and find the records, and he found the records that was commanded by King Cyrus.
所以他就发现确实是由古列王下的命令。
And indeed, there's recordings that the King Cyrus has this command.
所以大力乌王就下命令不可以阻止圣殿的重建。
So King Darius do not oppose the rebuilding, yet they granted them to continue.
那518年，这是撒加利亚的异象与信息。
518 is Zechariah's visions and messages.
这是从第九章一直到十四章。
This is recorded in chapter 9 through chapter 14 of Zechariah.
这是另外一个信息。
This is one of the messages.
不对，到这里，第一章到第八章。
Excuse me, it's chapter 1 to chapter 8.
然后516年献殿，在以斯拉记六章。
516 BC, Ezra chapter 6 is the dedication of a temple.
然后到公元前480年以后
480 BC after
撒加利亚重建撒加利亚的预言，这是九章到十四章。
And Zechariah's prophecy is from chapter 9 through 14.
所以一个是在献殿之前，一个是在献殿之后。
So Zechariah's messages is one of messages is before the dedication and one is after the dedication.
那到公元的445年，尼希米回来重建城墙。
And 445 BC, Nehemiah returned back and rebuilt the wall.
这就在尼希米记里面了。
And this event is recorded in Nehemiah, in the book of Nehemiah.
所以这是整个撒加利亚书的一个时代的背景跟年代。
And this is the background and the history of the book of Zechariah.
好，那我们现在看撒加利亚书的几个主题。
And let us study the several themes in the book of Zechariah.
在撒加利亚书里面我们可以看到弥赛亚的预言。
One of the themes is that is a prophecies of the Messiah.
所以主耶稣的出生不是偶然的一件事情。
So the birth of Jesus Christ is not a coincidence.
好像人间的结婚，你要生几个随便你决定，不生就没有孩子。
It's not the combinations of the marriage that you can have many, as many as you want or as little as you want.
所以主耶稣的出生是神有计划的作为。
So the birth of Jesus Christ is being planned and a way of the works of God.
圣经说神创世以前就预备了基督啊。
And the Bible writes that before the creation, God has prepared Christ.
所以旧约圣经有很多预言耶稣的出生。
So in the book of in the Bible, there are many prophecies about regarding the birth of Jesus.
那在撒加利亚书里面，我们可以看出来。
And there is also recordings in the book of Zechariah.
他的人性。
His characters, his attributes.
他的受苦。
Christ's suffering.
他的祭司职分。
And his position as a priest.
他的君王职分。
His position as a king,
他的荣耀再临
and his glory, his coming glorious,
他的和平繁荣
and his peace and his prosperity,
他的统治，主耶稣的统治
and the authorityships of his of Christ,
到最后几章就是记载主耶稣再临的事情
and the last few chapters of Zechariah is the second coming of Christ,
就是有关于基督国度的预言。
And it's the prophecies of his coming, the second coming of his kingdom.
所以撒加利亚书是从当时重建圣殿开始讲到耶稣再来。
The Zechariah talks about the rebuilding of temples all the way until the second coming of his kingdom.
是从地上物质的殿重建，一直讲到将来天国的实现。
It begins with the earthly plans and all the way into the materialisticinto materializing the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们一直在读圣经，一直发现圣经真的是非常的奥秘。
The more we read the Bible, we can see the mysterious point of the Bible.
好像以西结先知，以西结书。
For example, we can study from the book of Ezekiel.
他先看到异象。
He first saw the vision.
荣耀，神的国的荣耀。
The glorious kingdom.
那再来就是讲到以色列的圣殿要被拆毁。
And later on, it mentions about the destructions of the temple of Israelites.
但是以西结书讲到最后，又讲到属灵的殿。
But Ezekiel is later on portrayed into the heavenly kingdom.
那殿要建在高山上面。
And that temple will be built on high on the mountain.
那殿呢，面要朝东。
And the entrance of the temple will be facing east.
那殿要充满荣光。
And that temple will fill with glorious light.
那个殿就是真教会。
And that temple is the true church.
就是末世的基督的身体。
And the body of Christ in the last days.
所以从当时的这个殿的预言被拆毁，一直讲到主耶稣的国度的实现。
And it begins with the destructions of the temples, and then it continues on into the works of the materializing the temple.
从地上讲到天上。
It begins on the earth and ends in heaven.
人世间你没有看到这种书的。
And in the other literary writings, we will not see these recordings.
所以圣经非常的奥秘。
So this is the mysterious ways of the Bible.
真的，圣经的存在本身证明有神。
So in the Bible, it tells us the existence of God.
没有神，没有办法解释圣经的存在。
Without God, we could not explain the existence of the Bible.
我们默祷。
Let's pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息。
Take a break.